respected spiritual leaders and spiritual brothers and sisters. Once more, we find this opportunity in magnificent Sodwarse church or chapel. People from different religious faith sit together. And I think pray together. It's really wonderful. Just a few weeks ago in Austria, Vienna, their main cathedral, on, I think, Sunday service. Prayer service. I made pilgrimage there, very moved. Yes, we have different philosophy, but we all have same practice. That is practice of love, compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, all these things. The few words you read and you other read, isn't it? Very clearly you mentioned that. So there is strong basis for the development of genuine sense of spiritual brotherhood, sisterhood. So that I think we really need. Firstly, on this materialistic world, everywhere you see people talk money. And in order to get money, various sort of methods, including injustice. So that's a source of problem. So the remedy of that, I think various major rich tradition who talks about contentment, self-discipline, and based on practice of love and compassion, forgiveness, these things. So, we are 21st century, materialistic world. I'm quite sure various different traditions still have important role to make better humanity, better world. So, because of that, firstly, we ourselves should develop genuine Sodwarse, spiritual brotherhood, sisterhood, that we really need. Otherwise, if we ourselves fighting each other, then tell other people religion brings peace are difficult. So therefore, we ourselves must demonstrate, in spite of different philosophy, all have sort of same sort of potential to help humanity. So like this kind of sort of our meeting, gathering, different costumes, where different costumes, or different robes, different hat. You Zoroastrian, very small community in India, ancient Persian sort of religion. This is really wonderful. You see, this, I think, shows millions of people, different religious tradition, they really have some kind of genuine sense of spiritual brothers, sisters, and work together, serving humanity. And perhaps now, we also have another sort of our responsibility, that is taking care of planet. I think when our ancestor teachers, our ancestor teachers, at that time, I think the ecology problem not that much serious. So they may not mention that. But the meaning, bring happier sort of humanity. Now, the concern about environment also something very serious matter. So people, the religious different sort of tradition, I think now we should tell people must pay some attention about protection of environment. Then perhaps, if may I say so, sometimes, including with Tibetan Buddhists also, sometimes you see marvelous sort of teaching, just take as a sort of
traditional custom,
not much sort of serious in day-to-day life. So, whether we accept religion or not, that's up to individual. Once we accept religion, then we should be serious and sincere. The teaching in your own faith must be implemented in our day-to-day life. Then, I think the value of the religion then come because of alive and manifest. Otherwise, just for the word and all these good teachings remain in holy books and put church there. That not much effect. So we should be serious and sincere. Firstly, I myself is trying to do that. Sometimes it's my practice and my knowledge still some gap. But you see, trying to closer that gap. So that's the way. So that's why you see, we need constant effort. Thank you. That's all.
Okay.